Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. Excuse me. I am your host, Rowan Nix, joined by my co-host, Aluna Odette.
Hello.
And Taruk Vishal.
Good evening, everyone.
And tonight we're going to be continuing our Elementary of Tarot sessions. We're discussing the Suite of Pentacles in the tarot deck. And Aluna, why don't you go ahead and start us off? What does this card mean to you in your deck?
We're starting off with where we left off, which would be the Six of Pentacles. And
yes.
In my deck, the Six of Pentacles is represented, well, the depiction is of someone in regal clothing. They're standing before what's normally depicted as two homeless people, helpless people, people that are without financial means, beggars. And the person has a balancing scale in their hand, and they're distributing some of their wealth to the two individuals that are begging. Now, upright, this card represents generosity, charity, giving, prosperity, and prosperity being enough that you're able to share and also sharing. Now, in my deck, it's a little bit different because I have the Steampunk Tarot by Barbara Moore and artist Ali Fell. And in my deck, it's depicted as a woman, and she's dressed in gold, and the scale is already sort of in her room, in her place, in her environment. So it's almost like I kind of see her as the bank a little bit, maybe offering loans. I would kind of see this in a situation where a person was asking for money a lot of times. And also, it's a reminder to understand the luminescence that's kind of represented also in the spirit of money. A lot of times you have to be willing to put out and give to receive. So that's pretty much my interpretation on it. What about you, Taruk? What do you see with this card?
I definitely agree with you. This card has everything to do with generosity. It has to do with donation. It has to do with gift giving, charity. This has to do with the person, the Six of Pentacles. You know, if this were to be a reading, the person who would get this card, they would be the one who would either be giving away money or receive it. But if the person were to be giving it away, you know, this card has to do with somebody who is balanced as far as with money. They're able to give out money, and they're also receiving money. So it's not like if they're ever going to be without, you know, it's like a circle. They're giving out money, but there's also money coming in. So this card it comes out usually for somebody who has money, somebody who is well off, who is able to give out money and give out gifts. But this card can also mean or be for somebody who does not have money coming, like, and they will be expecting gifts coming to them. So usually in the traditional card, you know, it's showing like you said, the beggars. So either you are the beggar or you're the one giving the money, you know. So it depends on the situation, which one are you? But either way, it's still a positive card when it comes to money.
That was a great explanation of the card, Taruk. Also, I believe in the Rider-Waite version, there is a man giving out money to the poor, and he's holding a scale in one hand, and that scale is very indicative of the general nature of the card as well. When this comes up in a spread, it can indicate generosity and charity, etc., but it can also indicate that you're giving too much and that you need to pull back. And the scale says to spend judiciously, to give judiciously. Don't give it all, but don't give nothing as well. In my deck, which is the Revelations Tarot, the reverse of it is someone that's just spending money indiscriminately, and they're bathing in gold and this and that. So it's that luxury as well to give money or to spend it on yourself that appears in a spread and can be very damning to a specific individual. Moving along
before we move on, I just wanted to add on to the reversal because it was a very good point that you brought up, and I wanted to tie it back into the beggars that are represented. Now, if this card came up in reverse, this card could also mean that you are becoming too codependent. You are receiving or expecting too much or not taking responsibility to make your own means. You're maybe relying upon a spouse or a family member or a certain or maybe with no limit at all, sort of you're just spending you're taking advantage of situations because you know that they're gifted to you or you know that that generosity is there. So just to tie in with the reversal of it.
No, very, very true as
and
well.
And also, I wanted to also put in that this card reverse can also signify, you know, getting into debt. So be careful. You know, if you're
very good point.
You know, taking loans, you know, this card could also, you know, getting in over your head, taking loans from the bank, things of that nature. So you're receiving this money, but this money is not yours. It's borrowed.
Right.
So you're eventually going to have to give it back. So this could definitely also include getting in over your head when it comes to debt also. So I wanted to put
good
that in.
Good observation, Taruk, yes.
For sure.
So, yeah, why don't we move along to the Seven of Pentacles? And let's start with you, Rowan. What do you see when this card normally comes up for you? What is the interpretation that you have for it?
Well, this is a card about fruition. This is the stage in anyone's business where you're actually seeing profits come in, where maybe you're out of the clear and you're not only making rent, but you're also getting profits from it as well. In the Rider-Waite depiction, it depicts a man standing with a staff next to a bush and picking the pentacles off of the bush. It's about watching your money grow. I know in my deck in the Revelations Tarot, the positive aspect of it shows a cyborg with all of these cogs and these pentacles around him and rising up, showing that there's manifestation here. So this is really a card about manifesting the wealth that you sought so hard for. Did you want to talk a little bit about the reverse of it, Aluna?
And this card as a reversal, I would say that this is a person who is being impatient with the growing process or the reaping process. They might be too anxious about, you know, where's the money coming from? Is it coming? Are they going to sign the deal? Are they going to close, you know, and taking for granted all that they've accomplished. Also, this, you know, take into account that this person in this position in the card itself is at the place where the money is actually, the fruit is on the tree. So you have it and you can see it. It's nearsighted. But in a reversal, I would say that this is hinting towards someone who is impatiently aspiring toward or possibly isn't, even so to say that you're not planning accordingly towards, you know, going about the right direction to harvesting it or getting that money or keeping it, pretty much keeping it. What about you, Taruk? What are you seeing for it in a reversal or upright? What would you see it?
Well, the upright position, this card, the Seven of Pentacles, for me, for my deck, which I personally have, the African deck, this card has to do with self-criticism, putting in the work, but feeling like you're not doing enough. This is a card of having objective, looking at your work objectively, also seeing partial gains, not seeing everything at the same time. But the lesson in this is that, you know, you have to wait. You have to know the importance of being able to wait. And this is a card about dedication and putting in that time and work. And even though it may be incomplete right now, there's more to gain. So stick it through, you know. You have small gains, but they're still gains even though they're small. So this is a card of definitely, you know, the man kind of looks tired to me when I look at the Rider-Waite deck version. He kind of looks tired, like he put in all that work, but it's like, ugh, you know. Sometimes people feel like that, but even if you feel dissatisfied with everything, with what you're putting in, you still have to
persevere
and still continue, even though things might be going slow and you're not seeing what you want to see. Now, the reverse of this, To me, it just has to do with you putting 20% and wanting that 80. You know, it's you putting in the minimal effort, because, you know, the man in the upright, he put in a lot of work, but he's not seeing it. But the reverse, you're not putting any work, but you're expecting to see everything. So it is definitely a complete opposite. The reverse is saying, you know, you put in that 20 or even 10% and you want the world. You don't deserve it. You haven't done anything to receive that. So the seven of Pentacles is definitely, you know, saying that in the reverse fashion.
Wow.
Yeah. Very good. Did you want to add anything else, Elena?
No, I think it's okay to move on to the Eight of Pentacles. And in the Eight, I'll start it off. In the Eight, there's a depiction of a man, a blacksmith, normally depicted as a blacksmith, and he's hammering away at a pentacle, a handmade pentacle. But the pentacle that he's working on at that moment is craftily and beautiful and embellished with all these jewels. And he has seven others mounted on the wall. And you can see his progression as each one, starting from the first pentacle, going all the way down to the seventh and even his eighth, how much progress and how much better and how much inspiration and creativity and just innovation that he has wheeled and put together in these newer pentacles. And it goes further along in the evolutionary stage in different sort of designs and crafts. So this card, it normally the Rider-Waite interpretation is apprenticeship, education, equality, engagement. But I feel that this is also a hint at believing that your craft can be better, you know, constantly improving, constantly working at it, and taking a time to appreciate. He also has he didn't throw his other pentacles away and say, oh, well, this looks boring. This doesn't look as good as what I once had. He has, as a reminder, mounted on the wall his previous pentacles. So that's pretty much my interpretation of it. Now, Rowan, what do you see when you say this card comes up reverse? What do you see in a reversal of this card?
In the reversal, as you very succinctly put, in the upright, it's about mastery. It's about apprenticeship and learning your craft. The reversal of it indicates dissatisfaction and indicates that you maybe started out with something that you love doing but have since grown bored of it or jaded with it. This could be in the form of a writer's block if you're a writer, or some kind of block as a painter, or even if just in your day-to-day job, you're not happy there, you know, it's just kind of blah. You don't feel that fulfillment that you once had when you first started the venture. In my deck, the reverse of it shows another cyborg, because the suit is all cyborgs in my deck. And the pentacle is unfinished before him. It's not put together, and he's just sitting back. He's not even trying anymore. He's just, like, analyzing it, like, what the fuck am I doing here? And that's a big part of this card. So generally speaking, when a querent is asking about their job or maybe even about a relationship at this point, like with a family member, and this card comes up reversed, it means dissatisfaction for me. Taruk, what do you get when you get this card, specifically upright or negative?
Okay, so the Eight of Pentacles, you know, this is a card, my personal deck, the African deck, it's almost identical to the Rider-Waite illustration. So this card is about working with your hands. It's about craftsmanship. It's about having skill and dedication. This is a card, you know, you've been putting in all of this work, and you may not be seeing the end result, or you may not be seeing the reward, but it is coming. And when the reward comes, it's going to be amazing. So you have to stick it through. You know, the dedication, it's necessary. You have to put in the dedication in order to see the results and the success. You know, this is a card definitely of commitment. You know, when you put dedication into something, when you genuinely want to learn something. So this card has to do with you being genuinely interested in a career path, or maybe even to be art or technology, whatever path you're going for. This card is showing that you're genuinely interested in this. So this card is saying, you know, put in that hard work, put in the effort, because you're going to end up seeing results. Now, the reverse side of the Eight of Pentacles, This has to do with you not having the ambition. So you being at this career, or you know, you're working with your hands or doing whatever, and you don't have the desire for it. You really don't want to do it. You really don't care for it. So you know, that is what I'm seeing. When the reverse, you not really putting in any effort. It's like you're half-assing it, you know. So you're not going to see any type of reward or ambition that the right side is aiming for, because you're just not putting in any effort and you really don't care. So yeah, that's what I'm seeing with the reverse.
Very good. Did you want to add anything else, Aluna, before we move on to the Nine of Pentacles?
No, we can totally move on.
Okay, awesome. The Nine of Pentacles, to me in my deck, it's a woman perched with the pentacles around her, and she has a bird perched on her arm as well. And I believe that that's how it's depicted in the Rider-Waite. I believe it's a woman in front of a field, and she's holding some kind of a bird. But the Nine of Pentacles is also talking about contentment. It's talking about watching your finances grow or your project grow and being happy with the stage that it's at presently. The nines are almost always about that last step before completion in any given suite. And the nine in this deck is no different. This is actually a very good sensation to have. It's almost a feeling of retirement, or that feeling that you're able to complete a project successfully. You know, the woman is happy. She has a very serene smile on her face. And I believe in the Rider-Waite deck, there's a sunset in the background or something, which indicates a time of the last days of any given project. You know, the field's overgrown in the Rider-Waite deck as well. Aluna, do you want to talk about the symbology in your deck?
Sure. Pretty much in my deck, the Steampunk Tarot, the card is a more modern and elegant sort of 1900s Victorian style, and it's depicted of a woman. She's dressed very regally in her corset and a lovely gown, and she wields a falcon in her right hand. And the falcon is symbolic for, and it being perched and it being sort of there and not moving, is symbolic for her discipline, you know, her insight and intellectual swiftness and sort of calculatory understanding, you know, that entrepreneurship. You know, she's gotten it under control to know when to reach, when to stay. She has the falcon that she can sort of send out to bring back insight. And she has this discipline. So this is a wielded craft of hers. And it's kind of earned her all this money. It's earned her her fortune and a bit of her fame, because in her garden, she is surrounded by these pentacles. So it's saying that this craft that she has mastered, okay, that she has such discipline over, has brought her the manure. Because in the Rider-Waite depiction, there is a castle, I believe, in the background. And, you know, all that is surrounding her, her abundant garden, the castle, the falcon, her gown, all of this has come together after, again, the eight of the seven and the eight, which represents patience and waiting and also perfecting your craft. Now we see the perfection of it. We see her standing in, you know, her dedication, her commitment, all the time and effort and sweat that she put in. You know, if you just see this card, it's more like, oh, wow, she has all this and she was born into it. No, we go back to the ace and we see the growth and the change and the progress and all the time and effort that went into this. So she's the boss for a reason, is what this card is saying. So this is definitely what I'm picking up on with the Nine of Pentacles. And what about you, Tarouk? How key is the symbology for you, and how do you see it?
I completely agree with your description. It was beautiful, and I love how you brought in the seven and the eight, because that's what I was going to say, that, you know, the seven and the eight was about putting in that work, maybe not seeing it, but having that vision. And the nine is finally getting there, finally reaping what you sow, finally your fruits have grown. In my deck, my card, the Nine of Pentacles, is a man cutting open these pumpkins, and each pumpkin has a coin in it. So it's like he has finally reaped the fruits of his labor. So the Nine of Pentacles, for me, you know, it's about material wealth. It is about the material. It's about having security, about being secure in your money, having that comfort, having that solid money there, so you're good financially wise. This card is also about having discernment and prudence, you know, knowing how to handle this money, okay? So it's like you said, this wasn't like, oh, I just, you know, this just came to me, or I woke up like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like this is an inheritance. No, this is money that you worked hard for. Blood, sweat, and tears, literally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Blood, sweat, and tears literally was put in for you to have what you have now. So definitely, be proud of what you have accomplished. Be proud of these beautiful fruits that are growing in your garden. You've accomplished it, you know, recognize it, okay? So for the opposite, for the reverse, I feel like this card has to do with losing. So you put in that work and you had a loss. So you're not seeing the fruits of your labor. You're not seeing any of your gains. So basically, it was a hit, you know, you did not make it. So the reverse, I definitely see it as the opposite. You know, you did not, your fruits basically were rotten. You didn't grow anything. You did something foolish. You know, you probably were not taking your job seriously or your money seriously, and you took a hit. So that's what I'm seeing with the reverse.
Yes, no, I think that's extremely accurate. The reverse of this means that you made a misstep somewhere in your journey, and you're now seeing all the pieces that don't fit together. So you almost have the whole puzzle put together, but you're missing something and you don't understand why. So that's why it's so important in any given venture that you go through cautiously and really try to make sure you're doing everything correctly. You're crossing your T's and you're dotting your I's, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Aluna, did you want to start on the Ten of Pentacles and just tell us what you get from the card in general?
Okay, so in the Ten of Pentacles, we see whereas the nine is the microcosm of her wealth, you know, she's like, it's her, she's the boss. In the ten, we see the whole family harmony. We see the macrocosm of it all, how the money has played well into establishing the family. In the Ten of Pentacles, in the Rider-Waite, there is an older man, and he's watching from the archway his family and grandchildren actually playing amongst themselves. They're enjoying, there's sort of a wedding sort of ceremony feel to it, and they're surrounded by wealth. And he sits comfortably and assured. He can rest easy because he knows that his family is going to be well taken care of. So this is a family harmony card. A lot of times in a lot of decks, this will be depicted with rainbows and fruit and just abundance and just the full culmination of everything finally coming together. And the 10 is like retirement, okay? When you get the 10 of Wands and you're asking about something about your career venture, this is saying that continuing along this path, you are going to be so set that you can rest. You can finally rest after all the hard work that you put in. You can be assured that everyone in your family is going to be taken care of, and all of your expenses are going to be taken care of, and you're not really going to have to want. You're going to be very, very financially comfortable. This is financial comfort. This isn't, you know, worrying about, are you going to make this or make that? This is like the money is constantly, going back to the six, it's in and out. It's in and out. It has its way in and it has its way out. And that, I think, is the dream of every entrepreneur, to have the business sort of make money on its own, right? So what about you guys? What about the reversal? What would you say the reversal of this card was signifying?
I'll take that, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
In my deck, because it is double-sided, the reversal is, as you were saying, it's someone sitting on their own. Well, in mine, it's an old man sitting on his own behind all of his coins. So this is saying that, and the Ten of Pentacles especially is talking about the simple things in life. It's saying that you've worked so hard your entire life, you need to enjoy the simple things now, the little things, your family, your comfort, etc. Now, the reversal of that is saying that you've worked so hard and you spent no time on yourself. everything was just about the material wealth. So this is a very spiritual card as well. And even in my deck, the layout of it is the Tree of Life from the Kabbalah, which is talking about the ascension of the soul. So as you become richer and more wealthy, you also have to remember to make yourself spiritually wealthy as well, to learn the lessons that you have had in your life.
Okay, Tarouk, what about you? Would you like to?
So for me, the Ten of Pentacles, this has to do with, you know, family harmony. It has to do with an inheritance, with receiving money. It has to do with family income. So this is a card about generational money. So you finally having enough money that you will be okay and your kids will be okay. So it's money that will travel through the generations. So this card definitely, you know, it's a very positive. It's like the closing to all of the hard work. This is like the old man of the card. When you retire, like you said, retiring, you know, when you have put in the blood, sweat, and tears, when you have put in the commitment and you've had the doubt and you've had the fear of not having, but you went through and persisted, and now you have amassed a good amount of wealth that your kids are going to be good, you and your kids. So this card definitely is a culmination of all of your hard work when it comes to the Ten of Pentacles. Now, the reverse, to me, this is failure. You know, the Ten of Pentacles, this is when you have not amassed money. This is when you're in poverty, when you're having money problems, and these money problems can result in relationship problems with your spouse. So this card can even, you know, pick up on fights that you're having. This can even mean a divorce coming, because a lot of times money is a big situation in a family. You know, if you don't have money to pay rent or to even put food in your mouth, that's a problem, you know, especially when you have other people that are relying on your support. So for the reverse, I'm definitely seeing family problems resulting because of money, definitely.
That was excellent. That was really an excellent association. And to go off of that, it seems like we have a few minutes left, so I guess I'll go into closing.
Yeah,
or, Tarouk, would you like to go into closing?
Sure. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to us. The Elementary of Tarot, this is going to be a study course that's going to go through the entire 78 cards. Tune in every single week for the Elementary of Tarot. We will continue the Pentacles. Next week, we will be doing the Court cards. Guys, please follow us on our social media, Triple Chalice Tarot, through and through, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You guys can find us there. Thank you so much. And any last words?
Nope.
Have a good night.
Yep. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.